While John was exiled on the island of Patmos, he received a vision from God. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard behind him a loud voice like a trumpet, saying, "Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches in the province of Asia, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." John turned to see who was speaking to him, and he saw someone like a son of man standing among seven golden lampstands. The one he saw was Jesus, his glorified Lord. Christ was wearing a robe reaching down to his feet, with a golden band around his chest. His face was shining like the midday sun, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. His hair was white as snow, his eyes blazed like fire, and his feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace. Out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword, and in his right hand he held seven stars. This vision was a revelation of the divine attributes of Christ. His snow-white hair portrayed his eternity, his infinite wisdom and sublime dignity. His flaming eyes expressed the omniscient insight of the one from whom nothing is hidden, the burning, penetrating gaze of him who sees to the very heart of things. As it is written in the book of Hebrews, everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of him to whom we must give account. The fiery brass of his feet spoke of the judge who walks among the churches to evaluate the service of his people, and who will tread down the wicked on the day of judgment, crushing Satan and all the powers of evil. The Lord's voice that sounded like many rushing waters denoted the awe-inspiring authority and irresistible power of the judge's verdict, either to commend his own or condemn the wicked. As the sword is the emblem of justice, so the sharp two-edged sword that came from the Lord's mouth in this vision represented the sword of judgment, which is his word. Christ will pronounce divine judgment on all the nations when he returns. In Ephesians, the word of God is called the sword of the Spirit, and in Hebrews it is described as a sharp, double-edged sword that judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. John saw the Lord's face shining like the sun with heavenly glory. Something of this had been perceived by Peter, James, and John on the Mount of Transfiguration, when the Lord's face had shone as the sun, and his raiment had become white as light. In this vision, the apostle saw Christ standing among seven golden lampstands, holding seven stars in his right hand. The Lord told John what this meant, saying that the seven stars were the angels or messengers of the seven churches, and that the lampstands were the seven churches. As stars and lampstands produce light, so also the Church of Jesus Christ is called to shine in the darkness of this world. Christ is the light of the world, and his church on earth must reflect his light. He is always with his own, intimately associated with his people, as he accompanies and watches over them. "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world," he had told his disciples after his resurrection. And so his invisible presence with the church was represented in this vision in a visible way. John was so overwhelmed by the awe-inspiring sight of the judge of all the earth that he fell at the Lord's feet as though dead. Christ laid his right hand upon him and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I hold the keys of death and of Hades." He then ordered John to send letters to the seven churches in the Roman province of Asia. "Write the things which you have seen," he said, "and the things which are, and what will take place later." John was to write down what he had seen, that is, the vision of the Son of Man as judge, and the things which are, that is to say, the seven churches, which represent the universal church during the Christian era, and finally, what will come to pass after these things, meaning the future events contained in the prophecy. Next episode, the letters to the seven churches.